Blog Talk Radio.
It's 11 o'clock.
You're listening to Impromptu Coin to Scenes, the theme, Autistic Artist and Meditation. With your Autistic Consulting, your Autism Director Manager, and your host, Maria Ilyu, for Impromptu the Quiet Scenes, the theme, Autistic Artist Meditation. And with your poet, Maria and Brian. And Brian's also going to be doing the meditation. So I'm going to read you my first poem. It's Innocence. The innocent of boy, his eyes engaging with girl, intent of ambition, noticing. At the same time, he's holding to the rope of the tent. The girl fed to innocent, the innocent boy, his eyes engaging with girl, intent of ambition, noticing at the same time he's holding the rope of the tent. The girl felt his presence, looking at each other for the first encounter, admiring. She quickly ran while he was watching the girl run, then his body swing, twisted of nerves as he fell on his stomach of attractiveness. Adorable to witness the children's behaviors in action, timely expression in motor movements, mute, acting the role play of an adult, visually in pictures, replays in my mind, repelling, pure innocent, normally notice the feelings within or not, the body response emotionally anxieties of social awkwardness. Suddenly, automatically takes control of the mind, repetition, repetitively of instant intact. Okay. Hi, Vern.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Welcome.
Thank you.
So. You're welcome. So you're going to start off with meditation? Or you want me to
start
read
with
a
chant? Oh, well, no, why don't you read a poem first, and then I'll do a chant.
Okay. One mother, many memories. Wrapped inside loving memories, grieving, overwhelming emotions penetrate the inner core of her soul. Listening ear imagines sounds of her child's cries and laughter. The looming waterfall every day feels the sorrow of falling tears in the puddle pain of a mother's loss. Reciting name repeated, sensing divine possibilities, while heaven responds, child's soul entwines mother, unique deep connection. Creates a miracle from belief. Fading light captures as a beautiful moment, a comfort image seems haunted but real as she runs to embrace her lost child and then waits for the next encounter, must remain strong to them.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Yep. So,
why don't I do the chant for the Divine Mother, the protective mother?
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Great. And that's, in Buddhism, that's Kuan Yin, the Divine Mother, the Angel of Mercy. Om Namo Kuan Shi Yin. Namo Kuan Shi Yin. Namo, Namo, Quan Shien Busta, Avalokita, 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 Shevarya. Om Namo Kuan Shi Yin. Namo Kuan Shi Yin. Namo Namo. Kuan Shi Yan Bu Sa.
That was beautiful, right?
Oh, thank you.
Let's see, I can read my poem. I wrote a new poem called Heroes.
Terrific.
The theme is about staying alive or staying alive. And so I wrote, this is, okay, Heroes. The firemen drive in a fire truck, body geared up and prepared, rapidly arriving on the job site. Firemen's role entering the scenes. Be observant, listen for the sounds, whimpering cries in the distance, focusing on their tasks, the mission, rescuing and saving lives, the goal, living and staying alive. Trembling in gusting winds, without a thought or instant, running through fires, feeling upon them burning hot flames, water pouring through fire holes, putting a halt to fires. Mission is complete.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Perfect. And with that one, I could do a chant for the person who is always ready to help, Tara. She's sometimes in her statue, she's usually seated with one foot extended because she's always ready to get up and help. And that's Tara, especially Green Tara. So I'll do her chant.
Sounds good.
Om Tore, Tu Tore, Tore Soha. 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 Om Tore, Tu Tore, Tore Soha.
That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Powerful poem. Powerful meditation.
Yeah.
So I wrote a new poem. It's called Blissful Journey. Listening to the sounds of whispering breeze, the gust fades in the distance, mother's pure love embracing her son, bearing challenges of life, pockets their emotions, mother's whole heart woman hugs and circle in her children, beyond wisdom, connecting self, entwines inner souls, energies of blissful journey, oscillation briefly stroll, ambling around the lake, briskly angelic, winds blew, autumn leaves, belief of colors represented obstacles within life growth, extraordinary ring of her children's laughter, reciting conversation topics, absorbing moments, weeping cries of tears fallen, remaining strong, reciting a prayer, words unspoken, heart always knows, emotion, love, pain, sorrows, feeling content, empathy of whimpering cries, the children's heart grieving, mournful, sorrow of their mother's loss. Her soul shares the stories never to be forgotten, living forever in recurrent memories.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. So, what meditation you have?
This is for the Buddha, and it represents it's thanking him for his wisdom and for the gift of wisdom that he gave to the world.
Sounds good.
Mone, mone, ma, mone, 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 so, mone, mone, ma, mone, sakya, mone. So, mune, mune, ma, mune, 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 so, mune, mune, ma, mune, sakya mune soa mune mune ma mune sakya mune soa.
That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Powerful, yep.
Do you have another poem?
Yes, I could read. Let's see. I have another. I picked one of the poems I started to write a couple of years ago. Remember the Hurricane Maria we had in August a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So I edited the poem, and I have a new poem. Hurricane Maria is not who I am. I'm an artist with enormous roles I play in my life. Autistic giggles, ears caught glimpsed on recurrent news status, rigor mortis on Hurricane Maria, the narrator of Antidote, broadcasting live on platform, background stage illusion storms described in details. Listening howling wind sounds, Maria's a reporter reporting the news, the world listeners receiving a glimpse. Maria's spirit in the storm, energy presents in a core in inside of the wind, mystery of the unknown. Soul cries, I am safe, I am strong, reciting the notes of storyteller, the powerful gale winds, building up momentum. Mystery's outcome, consumed by destruction, the winds settle, emotions of calmness, people rejoice, the reaction to the outcome, a new start.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now, a good one after a storm is always Medicine Buddha. And if you like, I can do a short version of the Medicine Buddha meditation before the chant.
That sounds good.
All righty. So the Medicine Buddha is a beautiful image of the Buddha with blue skin. And his skin is blue because it's the color of the sky, and it represents that his compassion is as great as the sky. And we're going to visualize that beautiful blue Medicine Buddha sitting right in front of us. and he sends us a beam of white light from his crown chakra at his forehead to our crown chakra at our forehead. And the beam of white light is not hot or cold, but soft and comforting and healing. And we visualize the white light flowing over our body, our head, our face, our neck, our chest, our shoulders, our back, our spine, our chest, stomach, hips, arms, legs, hands, and feet. Everything is enveloped in this healing, soft white light. It also enters our body through the crown of the head, protecting the brain function, eye function, ear function, speech function, throat, lungs, heart, liver, kidneys, pancreas, digestive system, circulatory system, respiratory system, and reproductive system. Everything is sanctified, purified, and made divine. Next, our attention returns to the medicine Buddha. And this time he sends us a beam of red, clear light from his throat chakra to our throat chakra. The throat is our voice box to the world, and also the place where our personality and our good or negative qualities come out to the world. So here we're trying to purify our throat chakra so that the words that come out are always healing, loving, supportive, and positive. And once again, we imagine that beautiful red light this time flowing over our head, our shoulders, our body, our back, spine, chest, ribs, stomach, hips, arms, legs, hands, and feet. Purifying our mind, bringing us to sanity and clarity, and keeping us free of fear and delusion. And what we realize now is not only can we accept the colored lights to heal ourselves, we can also reflect those colored lights back out into the world for the benefit of all creatures and all suffering beings who may be in need of healing and in comfort. So we keep our mind's eye, our imagination, on that beautiful blue Buddha, sending us healing lights and in giving us the power to send those same healing lights out into the world. And finally, he sends us a beam of clear, cool blue light from his heart chakra to our heart chakra. The heart is the seat of compassion and love. And as he sends us the blue light, we can almost imagine our chest opening up to receive it. And our heart is filled with blue light, with love, with healing, with compassion for all beings. And this blue light we also reflect back out into the world for the benefit of all suffering beings. For people suffering in hospitals, in prisons, in mental institutions, the homeless, anyone suffering with illness, anyone suffering in the world, who's living in a place of danger and violence and war, that they are protected and safe. We send it to all the people we know and all the people we don't know. We send it to our families and friends and anyone we may meet on the road who may become a friend. We send it to all living creatures. We send it to the animals of the forest. We send it to the birds in the trees and sky. We send it to the fish and the creatures in the sea. We send it to the insects of the earth. And we send it to our teachers. And we send it to ourselves. Because we too are simple living creatures deserving of healing, love, and safety. And we reflect this out into the world for the benefit of all beings. And once again, our attention returns to the beautiful blue medicine Buddha, who is still gazing at us with infinite love, infinite grace, infinite acceptance and respect. And we realize as we're looking at his image that his image melds into us. And we realize that we are the medicine Buddha. We have those qualities of great love, great healing, and great compassion to share with the world and to share with all creatures. And we can chant his mantra Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha. Translation of the loose translation of that prayer is to the healing power, the great healing power, the greatest healing power. This is how it's going to be, so be it.
Very good, Brian.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So for our listeners around the world or autistic people, any, maybe give them some steps how to breathe and when they need to breathe, they're anxious or overwhelmed or.
The main thing is to try to get still. Just simply breathe. Feel the breath going into your lungs. Feel it going out of your lungs and be aware of that and present with that. And don't get caught up in our mind's thoughts, which can be exciting and upsetting at times. And when we're in that state where we feel upset or oppressed or angry, when we really have to be still, be quiet, and be present in our own body, our own mind, realizing what we want to be. We don't want to be angry. We don't want to be upset. And we have to stop those feelings from overwhelming us. They're going to arise because you can't stop them sometimes. But the thing is not letting them overwhelm us or override us. And by breathing quietly, by sitting still, by being present and aware of our own mind, it opens that gate of freedom to decide what we want to do next, rather than letting our emotions, which may be upset and jangled at the moment, sit back, step back, be present, breathe, let the air come in, let the air go out. And realize that your anger and upset are only thoughts. They're not permanent. They're not dangerous. They have no real power over us. So we have to let those thoughts abide and let them dissipate. Breathe, be still, and be aware. The best way to do that is just to sit quietly and breathe.
Yes, definitely. We have the state of peace. That always goes with meditation. State of peace, mind floating, bobbing, peaceful, relaxed, soaking in the radiance of pure consciousness. Just as we lay on a boat, gentle, bobbing in the waves. Taking in the sun, absorbing the substance of life. In this revert state, the screen is no longer crowded with distractions, thoughts no longer saturated with too much. The sound of breath replaces the sound of distraction, cutting our ties with thinking, bringing us back to the source. Out in the world, this calmness surrounds our being, cutting our ties to the opinions, behaviors, and dramas of others. We found peace, therefore, by focusing within, appreciating what we took for granted, the most essential component of life, breath.
That's very good.
Thank you. So what do you have now? You have another meditation I could do?
Yes, sure. To the Bodhisattva of Wisdom, Manjushri. Om Namo Manjushriya, Namo Shushriya, Namo Tamasriya Soha. Om Namo Manjushriya, Namo Shushriya, Namo Tamasriya Soha. Om Namo Manjushriya, Namo Sushriya, Namo Tamasriya Soha. Om Namo Manjushriya, Namo Shushriya, Namo Tamasriya Soha. Om Namo Manjushriya, Namo Shushriya, Namo Tamasriya Soha.
Excuse me.
All right. Do you have another poem?
Yeah. I wrote this wild goose called Gold Crown. Sit down, my children. Share your stories of who you are, your proudest moments and achievements. Whispering winds of receptive words shall us all, our voices, stories, life experiences, unique in this time to share and be understood as our world gathers. Collective voices teaches their stories to the world. Time to listen, get their attention with a symbol, gold crown. Join us together, reflecting the golden light of opportunity. Gold crown, protecting our autistic community, a family with wisdom, courage, and choice. Golden crown, powerful thorn of injustice, grabs attention of all who sees it. Vulnerable yet strong, we present ourselves to the spotlight of cameras, media, and opinions. We will do our best.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I love it. Gorgeous. Let's see. I could do Avalokiteshvara, which is a kirtan. We're singing the name Avalokiteshvara, which means the Lord who steps down to help on hearing the cries of the world. So every time we say that name, we're saying a prayer. So it's a beautiful kirtan, a sung chant. So I'll try doing some of that now. Avalokiteshvara, 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 Avalokiteshvara. 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 Avalokiteshvara.
Powerful.
Praising the Lord who steps down to help on hearing the cries of the world.
Oh.
You're really supposed to do it 108 times. But that would have taken too long. So I just did it about 20 times just then.
how many times did you did it?
Yeah. Do you have another poem?
Yeah. All right, so we're going to, this one, mother and daughter poems called Gloomy Emotions of Blue. The color purple represents Kuan Yin, hiding the gifts within the magic box. Unrevealing package brings joy. The visual, a ball, brings smiles of excitement. Opening big purple box. With inside burn out a live puppet doll. Spoken words with silent phrases. I am strong. I am wise. As a puppet engages with communication, expressing itself of confidence. The book of storytelling, writing poetry, develop a poem. Expressing the emotion of blue releases sadness. Showing frustration within our bodies, rain with intense feelings of discomfort, the gloomy emotions of blue, feelings released. No longer serving us, floating on sea.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Thank you. What do you have?
I could do a short chant for wisdom and protection, which is dedicated to a saint called Padmasambhava. Om Om Vajra Guru Padmaside Om 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 Vajra Guru Padme Siddhe Om Om Aum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhe Om Om Aum Vajra Guru Padme Siddhe Om. So, do you have another poem?
Yes. Balance of emotions. A short poem. I'm going to read an antidote of a whisper. impromptu scenes with an artist or poet, and dope of a whisper repeated, replaying within spoken voice or thought in the corner of my mind, be observant within quieting or water scenes, narrator of storyteller, enthralling in experience is. And I have another short one called A Beautiful Thing. Sharing
good
light of day within wisdom, the storyteller of observer, absorbing the gifts within life's lessons, poet reciting poems, be still, a beautiful thing.
That's lovely. That's beautiful.
And then,
and you have another one?
Yeah, it's another show I want to have. It's called Autistic Mother's Day. Enjoying,
good,
loving, sharing memories of joyous, thankful Autistic Mother's Day. Connecting soul's energy within your children. The emotions of energy within their souls. The highest power, powerful, touches the inner self, the heart of soul. Let's see now. We have here, yeah, calling home, calling heaven. In theory, within mythology, representing phoenix bird, eternity of long life, combusting, burning, discompose, rebirth, regenerates new life, arising from ashes, freeing humanity, life's continuous, repetitive. Mother's nature repeats itself. Silence remains, no one's listening. The dark shadows, virus, disruption, symbiotic shifted, life alternation, the quarantine, social distancing, wearing facial masks of protection, protecting our health, contributing new shifts, the worldwide shutdown, the storyteller of universe, the wisdom, be mindful, be observant, connecting our gifts, focusing on our strength, networking, learning, working together, rebuilding our community.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'll do one more chant before we go. And this is one, I don't know if I did this one here before or not, but it combines the Buddhist prayer, Om Mani Padme Hum, with the Christian Alleluia. I was at an Irish language mass in Pittsburgh one day, and they did this gorgeous, gorgeous version of the Alleluia, the Celtic Alleluia. And I, while I was sitting there enjoying it so, I had this realization that the rhythm of the music fit perfectly with Om Mani Padme Hum. So now I do Om Mani Padme Hum in that rhythm, and I also include a few Alleluias too. So I'll do that now. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Alleluia, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Pameum. Alleluia. 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 Om mane pameum. Om mane pameum. Om mane pameum. Om mane pameum.
That was nice.
Maria, thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for coming
on,
Brian.
Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure. Thanks a lot. And
yes,
if you want, we'll do this again. Thank you.
Yeah, so for our listeners to tune in to next time on Impromptu Quantum Themes and the theme Autistic Artists and Meditation and Poetry, especially how what's happening in the world. There's time to take a breath and to meditate.
Yes, absolutely. It's needed now more than ever.
Very powerful.
Mm.
And blessings.
Awesome, Marie. Thank you so much. We'll do this again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Have a good night.
Thank you. So, essence of poetry. The poet's emotion, thoughts, feelings through writing on. Essence of poetry. The poet's emotions, thoughts, feelings through writing of connected words, powerful yet heartwarming, penetrating the deep to core, touches the heart of souls. Then, energetic energy. My emotions pouring within my intuitive self, observing, observation, absorbing energy, receiving message of written dialogue, repeatedly reading in the corner of my mind, the world owns, striving deeper, connecting, drawing me in the world of truth beyond my wisdom. Autistic giggles. Within my inner soul, autistic giggles of laughter, flowing of emotions when friend embraces me and hugs. Bursting out of my seams, the smiles shine upon my face, the giggles of laughter emerging through unexpected friend. Repeated embracing me and hugs, linking in the kiss to touch the core of my soul. Blessings. The darkest moments of emotions traveling through room in my brain. The story shifts person to person, leaving confusion, can't focus, time to process. Feelings creep within like the tidal wave of anxiety, sadness, scare, the gushing feelings through art therapy, silence, the loss for words, supporting my stories of share, the autism wisdom of life experience. My mind slips into darkness of sadness. My brain tries to focus, absorbing information. Hiding tears in the corner of my room, retreats into my own world. I remain strong. God's blessing, the angels gives eternal love, the new direction of life, the mystery of his teaching, prayers. Okay.